It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you this morning?
Morena, not too bad, thank you.
It's a busy time, and here in Tāmaki Makaurau we're sitting at level 3. Obviously going into next week, Cabinet's going to be meeting to decide if there is any change in the alert levels here. Now, what assurances will be needed in order to consider an alert level change?
We look at the same things that we have throughout this pandemic. You know, we're looking at, yes, case numbers, but actually what's happening within those, because as you will have seen with this particular outbreak, we've had a large number of household contacts, and as Dr. Bloomfield said just yesterday, we're even now, we measure the number of cases we anticipate coming through, and that's still, you know, over 50. And so it'll come down to whether or not we're seeing large numbers of mystery cases, unlinked cases, things that might suggest to us we have wider spread undetect transmission in the community versus whether or not we've still got containment, which is what we've had today.
Now, obviously, lockdowns are the most effective tool at the moment that we have for making it more accessible for people to get back out and live their most normal lives in the future. But as a lot of people listening to this show have been very aware, music, performing arts and theatre are severely impacted by COVID. We also know Delta is going to make it even more problematic for reopening large gatherings. Why have we not seen a targeted relief fund for the arts so far?
Oh, well, actually, we'll have a bit more on that to say today. Keep an eye out for some comment from Minister Carmel Cipollone. But actually, what we have done all the way through is make sure that we design our support schemes that we have already so that our artists and creatives can access them. So our wage subsidy scheme, one of the tests we applied was eligibility to ensure that our creatives would be able to access that scheme. We also had a number of targeted funds for venues, music events that were cancelled. We then, when we came through restrictions, set up funds to support domestic touring. So we actually have had quite a few responses that were tailored, but we also made sure that we had things that were universally available that our artists could access.
With those,
as I say, we've got a bit more to say today on it as well, though.
Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing about that. But with those specific responses that we did see last year, we know that there is added challenges for the sector with Delta. It is much more transmissible. We've already seen that for the rest of the country, moving into level 2 has looked quite different this time round. Are you confident that what we're going to hear today from the minister will put some confidence in those communities, that they'll be well looked after moving forward as we do move down the alert levels?
I think the most important thing that we need to do for the sector looking forward is create a way of operating that in a vaccinated environment we give as much certainty to events generally. And so that's why you will have heard us, because we're in a bit of a transition phase at the moment. We have an outbreak, but we're also working towards making sure that we have a highly vaccinated population, and that gives us the chance to do things differently. So I've talked about the fact that we're looking to update the way that we operate based on vaccines being now available. And so that's why you're hearing things like vaccine certificates be talked about, because that's a way that even if you have an outbreak, you might be able to ensure that events and things can continue because you're reducing down the risk of those events. So we're out talking to members of of the sector, those who put on music events and so on this week, to talk about how those tools can be used to create more certainty.
What kind of announcement can we expect from Minister Cipollone today?
Just the way that we've used what has been hundreds of millions of dollars inserted into the creatives industry to try and support people through this particular period.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about vaccines then. We did hear some very sobering modelling from Sean Hendy at the University of Auckland last week about how this could be quite a tense situation if we don't hit those vaccine targets. How is the government going to ensure that no demographic is left behind when it comes to this vaccination effort?
Yeah, and what that modelling really showed us was that at the higher rates, then you know, you have less need for restrictions to go alongside them. So it was really just a way to model and show people that the more that we vaccinate, the less that we have those day-to-day impacts on everyone's lives. But you're absolutely right. You know, it's not the reason we're being so wary about just having a generic target is because even if you say hit 90% across New Zealand amongst your eligible population, you could still have a pocket of an entire town where the rates are, say, 70%. And so long as you have that, you then run the risk of significant outbreaks and hospitalisations. So that means working alongside our district health boards who are working with local providers. We are supporting them with data that is really granular, so they know right down to suburb areas where we have low vaccination rates, and they're using that data to go in and create targeted programs to try and reach people where we know the rates aren't high. And so we're doing that across the country as we speak.
There has been some frustration from within the Māori health sector about the way that the vaccination program was initially rolled out in that space. How is that collaboration going at the moment?
Well, actually, even when we, so you'll remember we had a framework that said we go highest, we go for the most at-risk age groups first. But even when we did that, we had counties, Manukau, came on earlier than others in the eligibility because we knew it was high risk within Auckland. We'd seen outbreaks there before. We also said from the beginning we wanted a whānau-based approach so that our providers did have the ability, if they were, you know, vaccinating a vulnerable older person in a household, to do a whole family at that time. So we did have flexibility built into the system. Now, look, everyone's eligible. And so it's, you know, there's nothing holding us back now except having those conversations and reaching people who otherwise might have questions about the vaccine and just working with them to make sure that they know it's safe and that it's effective and help them make that decision.
Are you comfortable with the way that the rollout is going, particularly for those more at-risk groups and also for groups that we've seen a slightly slower uptake in, for Māori and Pacifica in particular?
I want to see the numbers higher, of course, but actually our Pacifica rates are really encouraging. And amongst our older cohort for Māori over 65, the numbers are really good as well. So that to me says that actually, you know, we do have the ability to get those higher rates across every population. It's some of our those who are a bit on the younger side where we need to keep lifting those rates. They haven't had as long for the vaccine to be available, but my message to them would be we want you to be vaccinated for summer. We want to be able to continue to have all the things that we enjoy. If we have an outbreak, we want to be able to manage it in a way that doesn't use heavy restrictions. So please get fully vaccinated before summer. And if you want to do that, that means getting vaccinated now. It takes, you know, 6 weeks before you'll be fully vaccinated.
Now, I just wanted to touch briefly on the home isolation pilot scheme, which was announced this week. Why have business trips been singled out for this pilot?
Yeah, that won't be the case when we do home isolation generally. But for the pilot, the reason we've done that is we're doing it while we're still vaccinating New Zealanders, so there's still risk attached to doing this. We're having people who might have COVID at their homes, so it's not something we've done before. Whilst we'll have monitoring around those individuals, we wanted people to have a bit more skin in the game. So by using people who are travelling for work, we also have their employers having to take on a bit of responsibility for helping us to make this work. That's a bit harder if you just have 150 individual travellers who are travelling for personal reasons.
Now, we did see another release of rooms last night in the current MIQ system. Is it fair the way that it runs at the moment, in your opinion?
Well, of course, keep in mind we changed it because people didn't think it was fair before. So previously it was, you know, you could be disadvantaged if your computer connection was a bit slower, if you were in a different time zone. So people asked us to change the system, and we have. So the way it works now, basically everyone who wants to try and book a room goes into basically a lobby of sorts. They are then randomly allocated a number, and then based on that number is how they move through the booking system and are able to access a room. We had 6,000 individuals who were able to book a room to come home through till December. That's on top of the already 12,500 that we already have this year, and we'll be doing another release from memory, I think it's next week, so we'll keep releasing those vouchers.
Now, it is a lot of people trying to come home at the moment, though. In the future, will we see dedicated purpose-built isolation facilities? That's been an ongoing conversation, I know, but is this something that we're seeing maybe move further up the list?
Yeah, so I expect things will change next year. We're trialling self-isolation pilots. We are also looking at all of the evidence around the ability to shorten the time that people spend isolating. And so already we're working to vary up our scheme. So I think MIQ, as we know it, managed isolation, will be a part of it, but not the only part. And so there we're looking at, for the long term, do we purchase some of the facilities that have worked really well for us? Do we venture into purpose-built? But I think what you'll see is there'll be a greater range of options next year because, with more vaccinated people, the risk that travellers pose starts to decrease. So that'll be the big game changer for us.
Well,
get vaccinated.
Thank you. Get vaccinated. It's a good final note to end on there. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Prime Minister. We really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again next month. And hopefully we'll see some good news as well. So ka kite. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.